This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on National Energy Conservation Day. The participants are Narendra Taneja, energy expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
National Energy Conservation Day serves as a reminder of the vital role energy plays in our lives and the urgency of conserving it. The Prime Minister mentioned about the need of energy conservation. Let's hear what he said.
We increased awareness about the need of sustainable energy sources by encouraging domestic manufacturing in the solar sector. We increase availability. Through specific schemes and incentives, we also made the solar option affordable.
It is a collective responsibility that requires integrating energy-conscious behavior into our daily routines. To discuss this, it's our pleasure to welcome Narendra Taneja. A warm welcome, Narendra.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the objective of having National Energy Conservation Day?
If you look at the history of it, it all started in 1991, and that was a time when we were, energy deficit has always been there, but that time we were really investing a lot and struggling a bit in terms of mobilizing sufficient amount of electricity. So the whole thing started from the Ministry of Power through the Bureau of Energy Efficiency. And since then, when you look at the scope of it, it has, of course, been expanded. Now, when we talk of energy, we are not thinking only in terms of electricity, but we are thinking of petrol, we are thinking of diesel, we are thinking of LPG, we are thinking of piped natural gas at home. We are also thinking of how we consume coal in terms of generating power. And at the same time, we are looking at renewable energy and atomic energy. So the whole range. And when it comes to conservation, since we are an energy deficit country, like most other countries, in fact, 80% countries on the planet are energy deficit. And we also happen to be one of them, fortunately or unfortunately. So when you have limited access to energy and your dependence on import is so high, as for instance, we have in our country, we import 88% of our requirement of oil, 54% requirement of natural gas, and even for solar, we import bulk of our equipment, panels and cells and so on and so forth, and also equipment and other things. So in such a situation, at the same time, our economy is growing very fast, and we have one of the fastest economy growing in the world. And if you look at the kind of ambition we have as a nation, as a people of Republic of India, particularly the government, the present government, NDA government, is very clear that we want to grow as fast as we can. And in fact, the ambition is to grow at the rate of 9% GDP. Now, given that agenda and the ambition of the country, we just can't get there without energy. Be it coal, be it petrol, be it diesel, be it electricity or nuclear power and solar, you name it. So therefore, since we are energy deficit and our dependence on import is so high, therefore, in a society like ours, conservation becomes very, very important. And especially when it comes to the individuals or the households, and for that matter, you know, small scale and medium sized industries, and we as a whole, as a community. And the focus, therefore, of this day is to convey this message, remind the consumers, remind the citizens that, look, we are energy deficit, and therefore it is very important that you conserve energy as much as you can, because if you use energy in a more prudent manner, in the more efficient manner, that means that energy can be used by other fellow citizens or by industries and so on. And you do, of course, come across the people, and why this day is important. You do come across people. I have personal encounters several times in South Delhi, where we group of people have gone to people in order to talk about the Energy Conservation Day. And they said, well, I can afford more electricity. I don't need to switch off when I'm not in the room or we are not in that room. And we can afford to pay for it. So how does it matter to us as long as you're getting the bill paid? But that's not a right attitude. Here, the whole idea of this day is to convey the message, use energy efficiently. For instance, if you are at home and you are not in that room, switch off. If you are in the kitchen and you are not really using your gas stove or electric stove, switch off. Or if you are on the road and you are at a red light and your car engine is on, switch off. The same applies to railway, the same applies to industrial units, the same applies to defense forces, the same applies to practically everyone. The message is very clear that use it as efficiently as you can and conserve it as much as you can.
So switch off is the mantra. Narendra, energy conservation at its core is about reducing unnecessary energy usage by promoting efficient practices and technologies, as you very rightly pointed out. So one of the main objectives from all this, I can deduce, is about raising awareness, spreading the message of energy conservation in every facet of one's life. The other one, Narendra, is promoting efficiency, highlighting processes and practices that contribute to energy conservation through events such as discussions, workshops, competitions, and debates. What's your take on that?
No, absolutely, I agree with you. I mean, there are two aspects, two important aspects. One is, of course, to conserve in the sense that you don't waste energy, whether you're an individual or a household or you're an industry or you're an institution, so on and so forth. And at the same time, what the government has done, if you look at the history of last 7 to 8 years particularly, that to bring in latest technologies in order to conserve energy. Let me give you an example of LED. LED, for instance, has kind of a revolution that the entire world has noticed. And in the process, of course, we have saved a lot of our resources in terms of our generation and the way power is consumed in the country. So latest technology where the government chipped in and also with some money. And the result today, you across the country and you find LEDs everywhere. Number two, the same goes for air conditioners or refrigerators or television sets. Or all these kind of items that we use at home or we use in industry, where the government the last 7-5 years using technology, using incentives, have come out with this kind of change where in a very, very speedy and institutionalized manner, India has brought about this kind of revolution. You go to a power plant or you go to a transmission station or you go to, for instance, even a household where you see the latest gadgets, all these equipment, all these machines, the gadgets are now fuel efficient, energy efficient. So that's what we have achieved, for instance, still being a developing country is remarkable. And we are being noticed by developed country for that matter, the entire the global south as well. But that said, at the same time, our challenge basically is that how can we generate more electricity on the one hand, and at the same time, educate and engage with our consumers across the board, whether you are a household or you are an industry, that you use energy still in such a way that you are not wasting energy at all, any unit of it. Now, this is a kind of more a social thing. The government beyond a point has its own limitation. Government can build policy, offers you incentives, educate you, communicate with you through seminars, conferences, TV channels, radio, etc., etc. But at the same time, it's up to the society. So what we have noticed is that in most parts of the country, people have now more aware, they are more conscious to it. And at the same time, if you look at the data of last 10 years, we have seen the country has come a very, very long way in terms of awareness on energy conservation. But that does mean that we are really very close to where we want to be as a nation in terms of energy conservation. But we have actually come a very, very long way.
Okay.
And for that, the credit has to be given to the ordinary citizens.
Okay. Narendra, you mentioned that the government is doing quite a bit, and in that, I can recall that there are National Energy Conservation Awards as well, recognizing excellence in energy efficiency. Would you like to throw some light on that?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, this is a very interesting point that you've raised. On the one hand, we are giving the government and various other organizations, they are also giving awards for that, and awards are being given to individuals, to organizations. And we even have a kind of classification. More energy efficient buildings are identified and encouraged and given awards. So therefore, when you, for instance, are planning a building, the architects, one of the top things on their mind is how can they make their building energy efficient? And the result is that these days, wherever you go, you find the builders or the architects talking about it, what they are, for instance, achieve in terms of the building being energy efficient. But at the same time, as I said, that we still have large number of people in India who are living below energy poverty line, and not because they don't have access to energy. One of the reasons is, of course, they don't have money to pay for it. So on the one hand, we have to make the entire energy world more efficient and economical. But at the same time, we have to make sure that people who are below energy poverty line, or those people who need to actually use more energy, but they don't have financial resources or to pay the bill, that we make it available to them one way or another. So therefore, if you look at the government agenda is pushing very, very hard for renewable energy. And within the renewable, if you look at the last few months, the government has come out with a scheme that is rooftop solar. That's basically to go for distributed solar power, in the sense that you can have your own power plant on your roof, whether you're in a village or in a town or in a big city. And the government has come out with very attractive incentive schemes for that, again, moving in the same direction. So I think renewable energy, and within renewable solar, is playing a very, very important role in that direction, where we are using energy in an efficient manner, and at the same time you have the control over it because it's going to sit on your rooftop, and at the same time zero emissions. Okay. And this is something which is, we are blessed in terms of solar radiation. We are among the most blessed countries in the world, thanks to our geographical parking on the planet. So we are moving on the one hand for renewable energy in a very aggressive manner. And today, let me just quickly mention this to you. At the Paris Climate Summit, we mentioned and we committed to the world that we will be kind of producing 500 gigawatt of electricity using renewable. But if you look at what we have already achieved 200 gigawatt of renewable energy in our energy mix. So I think it's a fantastic achievement in that direction.
Okay. So the government has also taken a lot of steps, and India's dedication to energy sustainability is evident in its strides in power generation, as you mentioned, renewable energy and infrastructure upgrades, paving the way for a greener future. References the Perform, Achieve and Trade, the PAT scheme. The program has saved energy worth ₹55,000 crore annually, and about 110 million tons of CO2 emissions have been avoided. And the other scheme is the Standard and Labeling Program. As of March 2024, SNL program covers the star labeling for 38 appliances, out of which 16 appliances are under mandatory regime and remaining 22 appliances are under voluntary phase. Now, these are very attractive steps taken by the government for energy conservation.
Oh, yes. I mean, these are multiple schemes, if you look at it, for instance, launched by the central government. And there are some states also, they have launched their own schemes in the same direction. So country as a whole, therefore, if you, for instance, go to a shop today, and if you are buying refrigerator or air conditioner, you find that the ordinary consumer is asking this question, asking, you know, I want a 5-star air conditioner or I want a 5-star refrigerator. That basically what he or she is saying, that I want more fuel efficient so that I can conserve energy. So I think coming from, let's say, 10 years ago and where we stand today, I think it's fantastic. So this is precisely all the schemes that you mentioned are in that direction. On the one hand, we cut on emissions, and at this, in terms of where we produce power, generate electricity, and at the same time, how do we use it? Across the entire chain, there are various schemes. You talked about, they have different names. But I think the important thing is for us to remember that while we work for energy conservation, energy efficiency, at the same time, which means that greener and sustainable and so on and so forth, but at the same time, I think we as a nation, our target is basically to be a $10 trillion economy as soon as possible. So therefore, whether we like it or not, the thing is that renewable energy, green energy, hydrogen energy, these are all Government of India's focus.
Okay.
And very, very laudable focus. And I think we are actually doing fantastically well in moving in that direction. But at the same time, traditional energy such as coal, such as oil, such as natural gas will also continue to be important for our economy for foreseeable future, simply because we need all sources of energy. But the important point, the government is making sure that we use coal in a more environment friendly manner. We use petrol, diesel, turbine fuel, everything in a more environmental friendly manner. So the government is working in all direction, and credit must also go to various state governments which have launched their own initiative, or various organizations which have launched their own initiative, or corporations or companies which have launched their own initiative. So we as a whole, the government, the federal government, the state government, organizations, companies, corporations, bodies and so on and so forth, I think we are doing fantastically well. We have a long way to go,
yes.
But since we are energy hungry, energy starved economy, it's important that you will strike the right balance. And I think we as a nation are doing pretty well.
I think, Narendra, as the nation progresses, the emphasis on sustainable practices and energy efficiency becomes increasingly crucial. By aligning individual actions with national objectives, we can collectively illuminate the path to a greener, more sustainable future. On that note, we would like to say a big thank you to you, Narendra, for joining us here at Akashvani. Thank you.
Thanks to you, and thanks for having me.
You were listening to a discussion on the National Energy Conservation Day. The participants were Narendra Taneja, energy expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.